I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Orochi and Wrigley. Nope. No good!
That's what it sounded like when the Minnesota Golden Gophers missed the last second field goal attempt to try to force the game into overtime. They lose against the Northwestern Wildcats 38-35. And joining us now from GophersGuru.com, Daniel House, to talk Gopher football. Daniel, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Happy holidays, man. How you doing? You ready for Thanksgiving?
I'm ready for Thanksgiving. You know, I grew up in the turkey capital of America, so I'm well accustomed to turkey all year round. So,
well, you're well accustomed to the Gophers just finding a way to lose as well. The Gophers lose to Northwestern, both teams 6-5, both teams 4-4 in the Big Ten. This was a frustrating loss from this perspective. The Gophers struggled in the first half. Then they come out of halftime on fire and dominate Northwestern, take a 28-13 lead. And let me kick back. They had a dominant second quarter. Okay. They had a dominant second quarter and they go into halftime with a lead. And because I believe that the Gophers scored 21 points in that second quarter after trailing 10-0 in the first quarter. But the issue was, well, they couldn't sustain it. And their defense gave up 25 points in the second half and ultimately ended up losing the game. People looked at the Gophers this year and felt like defensively they were going to be strong. That has not been the case, Daniel. What do you make of this Gopher defense? Because they have struggled all season long for the most part.
It's tough because they have struggled covering in man. They've struggled covering in zone. And when the defensive backs have to cover for long periods of time down the field because the pass rush is not getting home, it makes it hard to try to come up with a scheme to fit the personnel that you have. I think that's been the takeaway, is just defensive back-wise, you know, they're not as fast and active in the back end, and that has been kind of the storyline. You look at when they were in man coverage, guys losing their man, just not getting lined up right, being in the wrong spot. I think that there's just little detail stuff that they have to clean up, that a lot of those, you know, detail mistakes ended up being catastrophic errors that resulted in explosives. But like you said, the first quarter, they only ran four plays, and then the second quarter, it was just like turning on a switch.
Yep, it was. I look at this defense, though, man, and I'm just like, I don't have any hair because I'm bald, but I was ready to pull hair out. In the second half, Preston Stone, the quarterback from Northwestern, did not have an incomplete pass. Not one!
Well, yeah, coming into the game, he's a 58% completion percentage quarterback. He finishes the game at 83-some percent. I mean, it was just the inability to cover and rush the passer. I mean, they were blitzing at times and still not getting home. And he was comfortable back there. And when they had one-on-ones, Northwestern's receivers were winning the matchups. Griffin Wilde had a good game. And, I mean, it's just one of those things where you can feel like Minnesota, you know, last year they had Justin Wally and Ethan Robinson at corner, but right now they're definitely not where they want to be at that cornerback position. And then when you can't rush the passer, that puts even more pressure on the corners.
Yeah, it bothered me to have a 28-13 lead, and then you end up blowing that lead. It was just, this was one of the more disappointing losses to me of the year, because you were dominating at one point, and then you let it slip away. And I know that, you know, we talk about college kickers and all that stuff, whatever, and we like to joke and play with regards to how they miss field goals and, you know, wide right and wide left. But my goodness, man, to me, at least in my opinion, they never should have been in that position.
Well, I looked at it, too. I thought a turning point moment in the game was that missed field goal, the one in the third quarter, that 48-yarder. I mean, it's still a 28-21 game at that time. You know, it's 4th and 5 at Northwestern's 30. You look at the track record of the kicker and his success, you know, outside of 40, it hasn't been there this year. So is that a moment where you try to you go for it there with the idea that, you know, if you're able to convert, able to burn some more clock, potentially finish a drive, get closer for a field goal attempt? I just thought that was a kind of a turning point moment in the game where Northwestern kind of took control of game flow there and ended up tying the game on the next drive. And I just thought that was kind of an underrated moment in the game.
Talking to Daniel House, GophersGuru.com, joining us here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Look, the Gophers are 6-5. They're 4-4 in the Big Ten, but in my opinion, this has not been a good year. The Gophers, in my opinion, have underachieved, and their only really, to me, good win on the season was against Nebraska. Am I selling them short, or am I on the money? What do you feel about my assessment? Because when I look to their other wins, Buffalo, Northwestern State, Rutgers, Purdue, Michigan State, those aren't exciting.
And all of them came down to the end right in the fourth quarter. I mean, they were close games up to the end. You know, I think it was, you know, all the Big Ten games were competitive with a chance for the other team to win. I mean, and I look at it like, you know, the Nebraska game was a game where they actually executed in all three phases. I mean, that was one of the cleanest games you could argue that they've played of the whole Fleck era, start to finish, from offense, defense, special teams. And they have been able to play a game like that since. I mean, that they came out firing at all cylinders, and I guess that's what people have been waiting for, is kind of a consistent all three phases performance. I actually thought, you know, Drake Lindsey did some good things in that game, throwing receivers open and, you know, executing based on some of the looks that Northwestern was giving him. I actually thought, you know, he played quite well.
I agree with you, and I wanted to get to Lindsey because – look, he's got a lot of promise, man. I like what this kid has done so far in this Gophers offense this season. I think that he's a good quarterback. He's a young quarterback, really good kid. It sounds like 20 of 30, 4 touchdowns on Saturday. He threw for 264 yards passing. But we live in a world in which we have the transfer portal. We live in a world where even though you might be committed to a program, you're going to have people lurking and trying to pull you away. Do you have any concerns about that with Lindsey going into the offseason?
I don't have any concerns about that at this point, but, you know, like you say, the college football world is crazy. I mean, every day it's changing. People are floating money at people, and things happen, but I don't have any reason to think that he's going to bolt at any point. I mean, his family has the connection to Minnesota through Jim Lindsey, who played for the Vikings, so... You know, Minnesota was a team that came and recruited him kind of when nobody else was really pursuing him yet at that point. And, you know, he's remained loyal through, you know, multiple offers after Minnesota came into the picture. So I think, you know, the idea of building upon some of the things that they did this year, trying to get some more wide receiver talent in there. Can you get a speed skill set that maybe can take the top off? I think if the offense has to try to find ways to get faster in the skill positions and also be able to run the football with more consistency. I mean, that's kind of been the storyline this year. I think about what they could do in play action for Lindsey if they're able to run the football with some frequency and efficiency, but it just hasn't quite happened enough this year.
Well, hey, I do want to give some love not only to, because we talked about Lindsey, but Javon Tracy, man, that was an explosive game that he had on Saturday. I want to give him some props because he did a phenomenal job and he scored 3 touchdowns.
He had a couple of tough grabs, too. I mean, through contact, the one was very physical grab. I mean, the safety's barreling down. He's able to maintain control. And then that one on the in the red zone, he didn't really have a line of sight on the ball. I mean, Lindsey got that pass out very quick, and he turned and was still able to bring it in. I thought he played very well. You're seeing gradual improvement from him. And one of the things I say about playing receiver in this offense, it's a very complex, heavy language offense with a lot of things that these receivers need to know in terms of motions and splits and how to line up. And you look at Elijah Spencer, the receiver last year, when he came into the program that first season, it took him a little bit to get his footing underneath him. Second year, you saw huge improvement. Now you're starting to see where Javon Tracy gets to the back half of year one. Going into the next season, you're seeing, you know, tangible growth. So something that he can springboard into next year and then get another piece in here, like I say, maybe a speed-oriented skill set to complement him.
You know, going into this weekend, final game of the season. I know that we're already bowl eligible, but look, it's the rivalry weekend. Wisconsin, we're going to battle for the Axe. The interesting thing about this matchup, Daniel, is the fact that it's been a horrible year for the Wisconsin Badgers, but since it was announced that they were not going to fire Luke Fickell, they've actually responded. They beat Washington, who was ranked. They just beat Illinois over the weekend, 27-10. So the Badgers all of a sudden playing a little bit better football. Any concerns if you're a Gopher fan?
This is going to be an interesting game because, like you say, the Badgers have played better. And you go back and look at it, Lake, the amazing thing is this will be the first time the Badgers have played an unranked opponent since September 20th. So that tells you how difficult their schedule has been. I mean, they've had to play all of the top teams in the conference, and you're seeing gradual improvement as the season goes on. Their defense is catching stride. I think they've had 5 sacks in each of the last 3 games. Very, very impressive pass rush. And they've had a lot of key contributors step up. Younger players, Mason Posa, a linebacker, someone to watch, number 8. True freshman, just a very impressive player that's elevated their scheme a lot. You know, they've had injuries at quarterback. Carter Smith has come in as a freshman and given them a little bit of a design QB run element, more of an option style offense where they got a lot of misdirection and eye candy that can get your defense out of alignment. So Minnesota's kind of struggled in some of those areas, just getting lined up correctly. But I think you're going to see a lot of exotic. This feels like one of those games where, like, the first team to 20 points is probably going to end up winning it.
All right, so this is kind of an emotional question I'll ask you. It's probably emotional for both of us, but we need to dive into it. The Gophers and where they're at in the Big Ten with P.J. Fleck. Is this just who we are? Are we just a run-of-the-mill, middle-of-the-pack Big Ten college football program? Because I really deep down inside, I feel like we should be better than this.
I think it's all about, you know, ROI and the transfer portal, especially at a school like Minnesota. If you want to elevate up to that next tier, I mean, you got to be able to hit on a lot of productive transfers to complement, you know, the 4-year recruiting you have. And I think that's going to be the thing that Minnesota is going to have to look to elevate is, can you find, identify the right transfer portal fits to fit along with your 4-year recruiting and strike that right balance. I think there's a lot of retooling that has to be done from these middle of the pack teams in the Big Ten if they want to push themselves up to that next level with all the revenue sharing and the NIL and all that. The strategy that goes into it, teams are going to have to start thinking creatively, and that's a challenge Minnesota is going to face, you know, in the next year or two is, you know, getting out ahead of that and strategically placing themselves in a position where they can gain some edges over their opponents.
It kind of sounds, though, like you feel like they should be better than this.
I think they can be. I think that they can elevate. I certainly do. If you turn the dials the correct way and acquire the right personnel at spots that influence the outcome of winning, I mean, you're certainly the top echelon teams in the Big Ten have a lot of money to work with, but you have to be able to maximize every single dollar, and your evaluation has to be on point with your personnel. I mean, that's going to be the key for them is the player identification piece. They got to be able to maximize what they have and continue to push the limits there.
All right, so in the Big Ten, you got two teams that are undefeated in the conference, both Indiana and Ohio State, 8-0, 11-0 as well overall. Who's the best team in the Big Ten?
I like IU. I think Indiana is the most complete team. I mean, You look at it, they're able to run it. They're able to throw it. Fernando Mendoza in the clutch moments, able to lead his team up the field at Penn State. I love the idea of Elijah Surratt, Charlie Becker, Omar Cooper, dynamic trio of wide receivers. But then you look at their defense, so physical at the line of scrimmage. They can play the run. They disguise coverage very well. I cannot wait for a Big Ten championship game between Indiana and Ohio State. It's just going to be the ultimate chess match between two very talented teams.
Hey, Daniel, always a pleasure to have you on the show, my man. The next time we chat will probably be when we hear about which bowl game the Gophers will be playing in, because I have the rest of this week off and then next week as well. So let's chat in the next couple of weeks, my man. Happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays.
Hope you have a great Thanksgiving, Lake.
All right, take care. That's Daniel House. Check out his fine work, gophersguru.com. We'll take a break, come back. I want to continue the Gopher conversation because, well, I'm just as frustrated about them as the Minnesota Vikings.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I do believe that the Gopher fan base has to figure out what do we expect out of P.J. Fleck at this point? I think that this is who the Gophers are. I'm not expecting... So, let me put this in perspective for you guys. I am not expecting the Gopher program to take tremendous steps forward. I don't. I think that this Gopher team and program, what we see with P.J. Fleck here the last few years, this is who we are. This is who we will be. I hoped and I thought that after beating Auburn in the, what was it, the Outback Bowl, that this program was going to take the next step. That time is coming. It came and gone. We're not getting, I don't think we get back there. And I hate to say that, but I believe that because, first off, the key individuals on that team were not P.J. Fleck recruits. Those were guys that were here when he got here. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying he didn't coach them up. I'm not saying that he didn't get credit for that bowl win. He does. But that program at that time ended the year ranked in the top 10. I think that that was peak P.J. and Gopher football. I don't think we're getting back to that.
No, no. You had a chance at that point to elevate yourself to the upper echelon of the Big Ten. You were in the college football playoff conversation when it was just four teams. Like, you were on the screen. That's where you were at as the Gophers. And coming off of that win over Auburn, that was the opportunity to take the next step. But I think not only was it not going to happen then, Henry, but I think right now the odds are thoroughly stacked against the Gophers because they don't have money, because they don't have the same money. Not that they shouldn't have it, because we're in the Twin Cities. How many of the other, you know, Northwestern is, how many of the, you know, Rutgers, UCLA, not every Big Ten team is in a major metro area that has various Fortune 500 companies that are in your, you know, in your area code, in your zip code. It is just astonishing to me that the Gophers, with all of their, you know, facilities, do not have the ability to compete. And you know what? Teams can compete. Look at Indiana. Indiana is not a traditional Big Ten powerhouse, but they played themselves into the conversation. Now, can they stay there year after year? Who knows? But yeah, the Gophers, this is just who they are. You are a middle-of-the-pack Big Ten team, and that is just who you are until something major changes, and I don't know what that is. Is that PJ? Is it raising more money? Is it, you know, corporate donors coming to play where you can be a little more aggressive in the transfer portal?
You know how they say you got to strike when iron's hot?
Yeah.
If we strike...
Yep.
And we parlay that Outback Bowl into other productive seasons right after that, then we've got more NIL.
Absolutely.
And we didn't do that.
No. No. And that was my conversation. That was my point after it happened. Like, this was your opportunity. You can be a Big Ten team. You can be an upper echelon Big Ten team to play with the Ohio State, the Michigan, the Penn State, the Wisconsins, the Iowas. You didn't take advantage of it. You are not going to get opportunities like the Gophers had in 2019 very often. That might have been your one shot. That might have been, you know, your Hamilton, your one shot. And now you're back to just being mid.
But it's more than just NIL and the money. Because last year, listen to these schools that got good NIL and just weren't good. Michigan State. Auburn, Arkansas, who's SEC, Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so yes, we can talk about money into programs, but it's more than that. Like you've got to hit home runs on recruiting and the transfer portal, and they got Lindsey, they got that kid, they have a quarterback. Now let's go and supplement the rest of the roster with some gems. That is on PJ.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear this stuff about, well, we're young. Bruh, in college football.
That's changed.
That's changed.
Being young is not. Gone are the days of a redshirt freshman having to earn his spot. Those days are gone. Okay, we're not dealing with the 1990s or the 2000s or the 2010s. Like the whole landscape of NIL, that has changed everything. It has almost become NFL-like where you have to succeed now. Transfer portals, those are your free agents. The kids you recruit, that's your draft. Figure out how to put it all together.
Coming up next, tonight the Wolves are back in action, but I got to talk about their last game because I was not thrilled. We get to that next year after weather on the Lake Show. Why can't we have nice things? I am a season ticket holder for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Why can't we have nice things? And I know that this was an away game. It was Commissioner's Cup. It was group play. But the Wolves find a way to blow a massive lead and fall 114-113 to the Phoenix Suns. I was so disgusted. First off, because we lost the damn game. Okay?
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Secondly, I can't stand Dylan Brooks. He's got a big mouth. He plays for the Phoenix Suns. And then he ends up laughing because we lose the game. You play to win the game. And we lost the game. I'm so bothered by that. The fact that we blew such a big lead against Phoenix late. And it was how you blew the game. Like,
they did it to themselves.
You mean to tell me that this team could not hold on to a 9-point lead late, and all you had to do was get the ball inbounds? It's 51 seconds left, and you're up 113 to 105.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't inbound the ball?
Apparently not.
Julius again? Like those. And this is one thing I don't want to happen. All right. I'm friends with a lot of people. Or associates.
Mm-hmm.
I got a text that night from somebody that I appreciate. Cool people. Super cool people. The person that texted me late Friday night, and I didn't see it till that Saturday morning, was Cy Edmondson. So, I like Cy.
Oh, the former comedian that used to live here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. He's a big Wolves fan. Shout out to Cy. Cy's good people. But I saw the text that Saturday morning, and I think that his criticism falls way flat and short, and he's focused on the wrong thing. He texted me, "You still think this coach has got it?" That was all-time tough. So he was criticizing Coach Chris Finch. Let me say this. I'm not sitting here acting as though Chris Finch is destined to go to the Hall of Fame. I'm not sitting here saying that Chris Finch is the best coach or is the second best coach in the NBA. What I'm going to tell you is this. When you have an 8-point lead with 57 seconds left and Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle can't inbound a freaking ball, mm-hmm. that ain't a Chris Finch problem. Those are grown-ass men.
Those are your stars.
So to try to point the finger at the coach in that moment, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Anthony Edwards knows better. Julius Randle knows better. How is that a Chris Finch issue? And this is the thing that I hate, and this is not about Cy. This is about any of my friends that are Timberwolves fans, is I have friends that will not text me for months when the team is winning and they're doing fine. I don't hear from them. The moment they have a terrible loss, they're quick to text me. It's like, come on, man. What are we doing here?
Oh, these people are a-holes. Like, why would they text when they're doing better?
No, because they're upset. They're in their feelings. I totally get it. Okay. What I'm saying is that you have to be, to know that you're going to be excited about the wins, you also have to understand the moments of being frustrated by the losses. And it doesn't mean that you have to jump on the, it's all about the coach is terrible when they lose a bad game like that. Now, I'm not sitting here saying that Chris Finch is above criticism, because he isn't. But that, to me, was not a Chris Finch issue.
No, when you can't inbound the ball on more than one occasion, and you have plays drawn up, it's on the inbounder and it's on the guys to get open. Like, you should be able to get the ball into somebody at least once. But I think we like to find somebody to blame. And if nothing else, it's like, you know what? The coach is so easy to blame because the coach is the one that draws up the play. If the coach would draw up a better play, then they'd be able to get the ball inbounds. So it's the coach gets all of the blame, but none of the credit. Let's say that play's drawn up. They get the ball inbounds. They don't turn it over three times in the last minute. They don't blow that lead. And they end up, you know, beating Phoenix. Does that mean that one play, Chris Finch, is a genius for figuring out how to make sure that they inbounded the ball. But I think it's just so magnified because it was, I mean, it was sloppy. Like that last minute was, it was ugly. And I mean, everybody's got to bear the blame, but you can't just look at one person and say, I'm going to blame you.
Does anybody actually think that Chris Finch is the reason why they lost that game? I mean, seriously, with all due respect, does anybody actually, in the final 50 seconds, think that he's the reason why they lost that game? This is one thing that we have to understand, people. The head coach in basketball can't hold your damn hand every time. They can't. They can't hold your hand every single second. It's different than football where they're calling in plays. You know how to inbound a basketball and bring it up and get it past half court. Like, that's not an issue that Chris Finch should have to address. Shouldn't have to do it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I understand where there's a part of, listen, there's a part of the execution that, you know, coaches are the ones that they're the ones that draw up the play. They're the ones that they are anticipating what is going to happen. But then it's up to the players to execute. And I think sometimes we don't want to, especially Anthony Edwards. Oh, people don't want to criticize Anthony Edwards because he's a superstar. People don't want to criticize Julius Randle because he's the number two. It's like, you can't criticize them. You should be able to criticize them. But I think it's just so easy because we all know that if you're criticizing the head coach, then guess what? The head coach, it makes sense.
I mean, this is another thing. With 12 seconds left in the game, 12.7 to be exact, Anthony Edwards missed two free throws. Two, not one.
Yep.
He missed two.
Exactly.
Is that on Chris Finch? So is that a Chris Finch issue too? Like, what are we doing here?
There are a lot of little things that take place outside of that one.
And this is the other thing about this. We're going to get in our feelings about Chris Finch and that team losing. How are we going to, in one instance, get upset and trash Chris Finch and say he's the worst coach ever or he's a terrible? Last time I checked, Chris Finch just went to back-to-back Western Conference Finals. Mm-hmm. I mean, does he get credit for that or does he not? They just went to back-to-back Western Conference Finals. What does he get credit for? What does he not get credit for? How does this work? Y'all got to help me out here.
None of the credit, all the blame.
I mean, come on, man. What are we doing?
You're welcome.
Make your damn free throws, Ant. That's what you're paid to do. You're the face of the franchise. Make your damn free throws. So infuriating to me, man.
It's the low-hanging fruit. It's always been low-hanging fruit. The Twins aren't playing well. Fire Rocco. Vikings aren't playing well. Fire KOC. You know, Gopher football. Fire PJ. Ah, Chris Finch. Fire Finchy. Like, it's just
insert. But it's easier to talk about coaching with football than the other sports because of the calling up plays and all the stuff that goes into it in terms of the mechanics of it, mm-hmm. as opposed to basketball. Sometimes the basketball is as simple. It's with the Milwaukee Bucks. Get the ball to Giannis and move out the way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Sometimes you might get into the half court. Sometimes you might not. You gotta feel things out on the fly. You know, we love to do it, though. It's the low-hanging fruit that we all grasp for.
Final segment of the Lake Show coming up next. All righty, final segment, couple of minutes here of the Lake Show. For me this week and next week. So, real quickly, I have got so much vacation to burn, and I have a couple of things to tend to, okay? So don't be alarmed. I'm taking care of some business and also burning some vacation. So I will talk to you guys in 2 weeks. This is how it's going to shake out for the rest of this week. So the next couple of nights, Stevie T, Steve Thompson will be in for me.
Yep.
Then Thursday is Thanksgiving, rather.
Yep.
And we've got special programming, correct?
Correct.
Then on Friday night, we got Matthew Collar.
Correct, yes.
So that's this week.
That's this week.
Stevie T for two. Thanksgiving, Matthew Collar.
Got it.
Next week.
Yes.
Lay it out for the people, CT.
All right. You got Steve Thompson on Monday and Tuesday.
Okay.
You've got myself sliding over to that chair, the big chair, as they say in the industry, on Wednesday. On Thursday, I believe it's Matthew Collar.
Okay.
And then on Friday, Dave Schwartz. So we got Stevie T for two. We got me. And then we got Collar and Dave Schwartz.
Okay.
So we're gonna mix and match. But you know what? We're going to have some fun. We're going to make sure there's not dead air for 3 hours. That's the main thing. As long as there's not dead air. Hold it down until you get back.
Wait, that's the standard? Don't have dead air?
That's pretty much. Yeah.
No, this show is more than that. This show is filled with facts and Trump bashing and
wokeness.
Sports analysis. Plenty of DEI.
And we are full of DEI.
And that's not just me. It's also Matthew Collins.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it. Like, it just can't, you know. I mean, that might have been one of the best lines, but it's like, oh, we knew you were a DEI hire, Collar. It's like, he's like, what? It's like, yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Sometimes you just have to laugh at the absurdity of things, because when you think about
it. That was a one-liner from you. That was you all over Matthew Collar.
I know. It felt good. It felt good to call Collar a DEI hire, and I will do it again.
Wow.
You know what? I think I'm going to see. I think Collar's the only one I could use that line on, though. You know?
You think?
Think I could use? I could probably use it. You know what?
You could use it on other people.
I use it on Stevie and Dave.
No. Don't force it now.
No. But see, it came out naturally.
Don't use it every show.
I know. I can't. Yeah. See, I can't. I feel like that's a Collar thing. So I got to keep the DEI thing to Collar.
Yeah. Man, yeah. I mean, show Collar some love.
Yeah. Showing Collar a love.
Don't be calling everybody else a DEI. Everybody can be a DEI hire.
Hey, anybody that fills this chair that is not you, it's a DEI hire. Okay. Myself included.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Everybody that's going to be filling this chair is not going to be a black man.
I know. That's what
it's
I'm saying.
It's going to be a white man.
That's what I'm saying. DEI.
It's going to be the white man.
WDEI. Man, can't keep the white man down. You're gone for 2 weeks, Lake. White man, go and take your job. Hey, Lake, we coming.
Okay, Dion.
Oh, we coming. We going to sit in that chair? We going to talk? We going to talk sports? Oh, we coming.
How about your guy, Shedeur Sanders?
Oh, hey, man.
How about that?
I told you I wanted a Shedeur Sanders in my life. Man, you think they'd take a JJ for Shedeur straight up right now?
I think they would.
Would they?
I wouldn't trade JJ for Shedeur.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think Shedeur's going to be that great.
Okay.
I think it'll be okay. I gotta see more. It was one game. It wasn't like he lit the world on fire.
Hey, man. He had more than four net positive yards in a quarter, so at least he had that going for him.
It was his performance was just as interesting as his Monday Night Football game.
Oh, dude, that's
this
bad.
This is terrible.
Hey, if our standard is Bryce Young, we are all...
Now, Brock Purdy's been worse than Bryce.
I know, but we're all, undrafted quarterbacks. No, late drafted late. You know what? Max Brosmer, this is your measuring stick, pal. Let's go. Man. Let the Max Brosmer era begin.
All right, everybody. I am done for this week and next. Have a happy Thanksgiving this coming Thursday. Have an awesome week next week. Happy holidays. I'll talk to you in two right here on The Good Neighbor.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.